Today, youngsters thrown under the bus again. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, the massive hike in interest rates imposed by the RBA in its attempt to squeeze out inflation is not hitting all households cohorts to the same extent. Indeed, some older households with savings and a mortgage are enjoying their wealth boost after years of low rates eroded their incomes. And it's worth noting that the rate of increase is the sharpest lift in mortgage rates on record. Overall mortgage stress, defined in negative cash flow terms, has never been higher, as we discussed in our recent live show. And within that, the consequences are perhaps most profound for youngsters, often more leveraged households. Indeed, the 2023 Risk Radar report from the credit bureau Experian shows that recent first home buyers that purchased in 2019 or later are suffering the highest rates of mortgage stress as well as missed payments. Experian notes that borrowers who originated mortgages from 2019 are about three times more likely to miss repayments than those who took out a mortgage before 2015. Missed repayment rates were also worsening with every new generation of borrower. Experian Director of Client Advisory Charlotte Rankin said borrowers aged under 25 were suffering the greatest mortgage stress, with stress rates stabilizing once borrowers are aged 45 or older. Younger mortgage holders are doing it the toughest as they don't have the savings history as backup for when rate increases have occurred, Rankin said. Younger demographic or newer homeowners probably stretch themselves to get the property. For new borrowers, it's a perfect storm where they've been assessed at a point when interest rates were ultra low. Now with the rate increases, that's putting pressure on their ability to repay. We can see that people are trying to reduce their spending, and banks are telling us that consumers are using saving buffers to cover the costs of the mortgage, she said. And of course, with many unable to enter the property market at all, younger households are also more likely to be renting, so they are also impacted more heavily by the rapid surge in rents, which have risen around 30% since the beginning of the pandemic. And again, in our surveys, we see rental stress at an all-time high. Now, in our surveys, we see more younger households working multiple jobs and more hours to try to pay the higher housing costs. But there are significant consequences for household spending as well, with younger Australians cutting back the hardest on spending, whereas older Australians, who mostly own their homes outright, are spending up big. And we see precisely the same trends in our surveys. Now, as Christopher Joy highlighted in the AFR recently, with savings buffers nearly exhausted, 2024 will be grim. And he makes the point that this explains all the hopium around soft landings and central bankers deftly threading their all-knowing needles to circumvent recessions. This has nothing to do, he said, with the policy-making skill and is rather a legacy of extreme lockdowns and overgenerous fiscal largesse during the pandemic. And when you look back in a few years' time, it's likely a recession will be what we find. In fact, in contrast to the rest of the world, he says, the Aussie buffers are still worth around $240 billion, which is around 11% of GDP, which means they will continue to underpin growth over the next couple of years. This in turn means that the RBA may have to lift interest rates as high, if not higher, than its peers overseas, which could put upward pressure on the otherwise cheap-looking Aussie dollar. So, he said, as we gaze forward into 2024, investors need to imagine what life is going to be like without these buffers artificially inflating growth. Monetary policy normally works with a lag of 1 to 2 years, but the advent of excess savings during the pandemic is elongating this particular cycle. And he says, on the balance of probabilities, 2024 should be a lot tougher than 2023. And by the way, the truth is the pain of the RBA's aggressive interest rate hikes and the Albanese government mass immigration is hitting younger Australians the hardest. They have effectively been thrown under the proverbial bus. And in addition, independent economist and strategist Gerard Minnick argued that the escalation in house prices since the 2000s have pushed Australia into a real estate bubble that now matches that of Japan during the 1990s, when the nation infamously introduced 100-year mortgages that allowed three generations to pay off a home. Australia's bloated residential market is having important effects on the real economy, he said. High house prices are a factor in labour market mismatches, as potential workers can often not afford homes near workplaces. Declining affordability has gone hand in hand with declining home ownership rates, particularly among older workers. And Minnick notably raises the prospect of pensioner penury, as older workers are forced to keep working to afford bigger mortgages. If you can't afford to retire, you won't. Well, other factors are part of the high home price problem, from tax policy to zoning regulations to good old self-interest, because few Australians would vote for policies that deliver the fall in home prices or even the long-term plateau in prices that would help address the affordability crisis. The truth is, he says, Australia has relied on driving economic growth through population growth for 20 years and has failed to provide the investment to match. Or in the RBA Governor Bullock's words, the infrastructure just isn't there. The result is a precipitous decline in living standards that Minnick says has been exacerbated by the fact the country now seems to be doubling down on the same strategy. And again, this decline in living standards will be most acutely felt by the younger cohorts, as well as those with big mortgages held into retirement and beyond. So the bottom line is this: the mess that we have has been derived from bad policy over the last two decades. And unfortunately, there are particular cohorts who are right on the front line. I just wonder at what point politicians will change tack, or will they continue to double down on the big Australia story and more migration? And will the RBA have to lift rates even higher, which will put even more pressure on those very households? That bus is coming and is very close, and more people are likely to get pushed under it. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.